Let's redefine who you are for yourself, permanently. Observe yourself. Look up at the sky. What do you notice? The clouds. The color of the sky? Or the stars? Do you know that behind the clouds the sky is always unchanged, regardless its color? Depending on what you pay attention to, your life will be different. Do you consider the sky boring and the clouds interesting? Maybe even exciting? I'll tell you at the end of this article what it means about you and your life. Art Williams said, "All you can do is all you can do, but all you can do is enough." The salesman and the greatest salesman in the world, at the end of the day went for one more sale. No, not for one more call. He went for one more sale. What is the difference between your normal person and that salesman? It is what you can do. The all you can do. What is there, what is the self-talk that reduces that all to as low as nothing? When I say I can handle it. Or when I say I can take it. I obviously mean something different when you say it. I mean 100%. I mean that whatever comes my way I can take it. And then when I miss the mark I can see that I have taken 95% of what came to me. And miss taking it 5% off the time. I don't know what you mean when you say I can take it. But when we look at the aftermath, you've taken at most 10%. And missed the mark 90% of the time. So when Art Williams says, all you can do, he means 100%. 100% of your time, with 100% intensity. Your 100% not mine. That is what is going to be enough to achieve what you want. But your 100%, when you begin, is puny. About 10% of what would be needed to get the job done. But what you'll find is that your 100% grows. Mine grew, students that put in all grew. If you continue doing all you can do, the all will be bigger, and will grow until you can't give more, and then the statement will be absolutely brilliant. And you'll sleep well. You'll love yourself. You'll love your life. What could stop this glorious ascension? Because it is an ascension. We have seen that keeping your eyes on the prize will reduce what your 100% can be by allowing only a tiny bit of your attention and energy to remain with what you are actually doing. The loss of intensity will create an experience of it is too slow. Or it is too much. Or it's never going to work. Or it will take forever. Or it can't be done. So keeping your eyes on the prize is the number one reason most people will never amount to much. The second is a little word, should. It should be easy. It shouldn't take this long. Time and time again this little word pops up and demands that you stop what you're doing, that you shouldn't waste your time on a losing proposition. That if it was going to work, it would be already working. The attitude in the teaching story of the book, 3 feet from gold. That is the meaning of the saying it is darkest before the dawn. Meaning that when all seems in vain, when it looks that no doing will turn things around, if you stick with it, you'll see something that can turn the failure around. Where you hit that it's hopeless. Of course depends on you. Losers hit it almost before they start. Winners can actually stop and evaluate if there are any more moves or not. And not jump the gun. Not leave, not quit until there are no more moves. That is the one of the aspects of all you can do. Every student I have ever had hated themselves for not being a high achiever. Many of them were no achievers, some low achievers. All performed way below their 100% and until just recently, none of them increased what they considered their 100%. One of the areas of no achiever or low achiever is their work with me. How they listen. How much they hear. And how accurately they hear it. And how well they translate it to practice. So it is not merely information, but working knowledge, behavior or attitude change. My current group, as a group, operate at 7% of their current 100%. If they operated at their 100% they would get 10 times more results. There is plenty of room for growth. In yesterday's session we looked for some of the causes of this non-achiever attitude, of this non-producing behavior. We found it. It is the feverish activity, the constant fear of being nothing and less. What came after and less was different for every student. But the statement was the perfect reason for not every putting in their 100%, they are busy proving that they are not nothing. I have been trying to teach the three tiers of value to people, as it seems to no learning. They, maybe, can parrot the words back to me, but the essence, that every single person has infinite value, regardless the individual differences, faults, lacks, mistakes has not been internalized. It is a shock to the system, I must admit. I learned it first in 1998, and grieved for a long time after that. But I did learn it. Fully. Fully. In yesterday's session, measuring the degree of getting it by today is 1%. Intrinsic value is like the sky. It is always there, even behind the clouds. But most people, maybe all people, when they look up they see the clouds. In this simile, the clouds are what is wrong with you. What is wrong with life? Or alternatively, what is great about you? What is great about life? None of them sees the sky that is permanent. That is the most important thing to get about life. You are valuable, infinitely valuable. On the intrinsic level. On the extrinsic level of value, you can produce value with your effort. To the degree the world sees what you produce as valuable, to the same degree you are rewarded with the currency of the extrinsic world, money, attention, fame and fortune, affinity. If you are not getting as much of that as you'd like, the world hasn't seen what you produced as very valuable, and you can start producing more value, maybe different value. Very pretty women need to confront this when they get not so pretty. Suddenly the world will need different value from them to give them the same reward. Different activities produce different amount of value on the extrinsic level. The rarer the ability, the rarer the availability of what is produced, the higher the demand, the more value is produced in the eyes of the world. Entertainment seems to be of higher value to the world today than most any other activity. Your uniqueness singles you out and allows you to get more rewards for what you produce. The world is most interested in the clouds. What makes the sky unique is the shape and the color of the clouds. But it is all on the extrinsic level. But as long as you look at your sky and only see the clouds, never the sky, your ability to produce is decimated. Because the clouds all show up on your sky as mistakes, lacks, wrongs, and deadly wrongs at that. It's the last day to get 50% off on the Face the Tiger workshop. Use coupon code TIGER for the discount. The tiger we learn to face there is the clouds that say, unless you are X you are as good as dead. You are nothing. So you spend your life being that X. That cloud. Never actually looking at the sky. Not ever seeing it, not ever seeing that against the background of the sky the cloud is just a cloud. And doesn't mean much. Getting this principle just 10% will alter your life. And will put you head and shoulder above most people. Because getting this principle will allow you to put your energies, put your attention to where it can produce, instead of trying to fix the clouds. There is nothing wrong with you, and there has never been anything wrong with you. But reading that will not make a difference, only getting it will. The workshop endeavors to cause you to get it. Get it in your bones, in your heart, in your mind. So you can start, finally, put more of you into what you are doing. Enjoying more. Doing it better. And harvesting bigger results. Let's redefine who you are for yourself. The live workshop is tentatively scheduled for Tuesday, September 13th at 1 p.m. EDT. If you have purchased the recorded course before, you can upgrade to the live version. I'll email you with the link to buy it. P.S. The soaring method works so famously, because temporarily all the clouds get removed, and the magician only sees the sky. But the soaring method only works when you use it. No permanent change is produced. The Face the Tiger endeavors to produce permanent alteration of where you are looking to identify yourself. The sky or the clouds. In what's right with you or in what's wrong with you. In what you have or in what you lack. Your assets or your needs.